Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. For more than 100 days, restaurants in Illinois were closed to in-person diners on account of the coronavirus pandemic, but the state has now entered phase four of its plan to ease restrictions, meaning sitting inside at a restaurant is once again allowed. Yesterday on the show, we heard from reporters in our roundtable that some restaurants in Chicago, Springfield, and at Champaign were packed to the gills over the weekend as restrictions loosened. On the other hand, last week, two county health department directors told us they're still not comfortable eating in restaurants, even though it's now allowed. It seems many people are foregoing takeout now, but is that safe? Here to discuss this is Justine Kaplan, a clinical assistant professor in the Department of Kinesiology and Community Health at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and director of the Masters in Public Health program there. Professor Kaplan, welcome to the 21st.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So, as I said a moment ago, we've entered phase four of the governor's plan to reopen, or as I prefer to say, ease restrictions on the state after coronavirus closures. Just to recap for our listeners, what changed for restaurants now that we've gone from phase three to phase four?
Well, as you mentioned, restaurants now have a choice, and some are doing that to do in-person seating again, whereas that had been closed for the past number of months. A couple weeks back, restaurants were able to open in modified but still not in-person settings, so outdoors, things like that. And so just over the weekend is when we saw the big change to having an in-person option be available if they chose to do it.
Yeah, and with that inside indoor option, it seems that a lot of restaurants, just from my own observation, anecdotally at least, were not even using the outdoor seating anymore. Like, I don't, either people weren't choosing it because it's so hot and humid, or maybe it's just, the restaurants themselves had kind of abandoned it.
Right. I think there's some range there based on which restaurant you're looking at. And yeah, this past weekend happened to be pretty yucky outside in terms of the heat and humidity. And I do imagine that impacted some people's choices to go inside.
Yeah. So I wonder, do you think is it too soon for restaurants to be reopening?
It's a tough question. I mean, from a public health perspective, all of the same things that we've been hearing throughout the entire pandemic about keeping social distance, staying home when possible, avoiding non-essential activities if you don't need to do them, all of those still apply, really, right? And I think that this is one where it really depends on thinking about your risk. That's thinking about yourself and your family, the folks you have close contact with or live with. Is anyone at an age that puts them at higher risk? Does anyone have other underlying medical conditions that puts them at higher risk? And for folks who say yes to those, we'd really recommend that folks still avoid non-essential activities. For folks who are not at an age and don't have the underlying medical conditions that put them at higher risk, then it becomes a question of, well, how much risk do you want to take? And I'm sure folks are frustrated hearing about risk still, but I think that's an important thing to understand is that even as things open back up more, the risk from COVID-19 is still available, right? We don't have a vaccine. We don't have treatment or prophylactic kind of preventive treatment that solve this now. And so the issue of it still being able to spread is there. So back to thinking about risk, you can think about it in two ways, thinking about what are the kind of things that put you at higher risk based on yourself and those who live with you, is that age and underlying medical conditions. But then you can also think about what is the risk of the activity you're doing. Things that we know are lower risk are outside. So anything outside, that's going to be better. And that would include with restaurants, outside better than being inside. Keeping that social distance is really key. Wearing a mask and having everyone else around you wear a mask too. Restaurants are tough, right? Because eating, we don't eat with our masks on. That wouldn't work really well. So thinking about that distancing and being outside would still be far preferable to being inside. If you're someone who has very low risk, is not taking many other risks, you're not going out and about to things you don't need to be, and going out to eat is a really important thing for you, then maybe you'll choose that's a risk that you take. But it should always be this decision about thinking of all of these steps these days as what is the risk that I'm choosing, and is that something that's worth it to me to make that risk choice?
If you're just joining us, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Professor Justine Kaplan from the Department of Community Health at the University of Illinois about Phase 4 and specifically restaurants reopening. We want to invite our listeners, if you want to call in, maybe you're going to restaurants. Is it important to you? Do you have a question now? Join the conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. And you talked about the risk, but I think it's important, and maybe you'd agree with this or not, but I mean, it's not just your own risk you're considering, right? It's the people that you see, it's your circle. You may have one risk tolerance, but if you're, driving an elderly neighbor to the doctor's office or going to visit your parents, then that changes your risk.
Absolutely. Matrix. It's about, it's thinking about who you're in close contact with, and whether that's one that you can volunteer to help out or live with or take care of as a job. And then also all the other people that you encounter. And that's why I think this is such a challenge for folks, is you've got to think about your own risk, but also the risk of the entire community, and the decisions that we make as individuals truly impact the entire community. And that's hard. And I think we're not used to doing that a lot in our culture. And I think that's why this is kind of trying for folks. I think there's also a balance here. Illinois has done a very good job with shelter in place and flattening the curve and keeping our cases lower and helping to take the burden off of healthcare. I think for folks who are looking at the national news and seeing what's happening in states like Arizona and Texas and many others right now, where things opened up pretty quickly and folks went back at it to bars and restaurants and concerts, and you see the photos of pretty large gatherings and there's not a mask in sight, or there's the one person wearing a mask and 50 people not. And those states and cities are now, this week are implementing a return to shelter in place, and sometimes to a pretty strict restriction on activities like we saw back in March and April, because their cases have skyrocketed and the ICUs all of a sudden are filled to the brim again. And that's what we want to avoid, right? And so mm-hmm. It's always this balancing act of how do we protect all of us, folks who are at high risk and those who aren't, because we know that there's this asymptomatic spread, and how do we still let folks start getting back to something that feels more normal?
Right.
But again, there's always these trade-offs in all of those decisions.
And the governor has said we may end up going back to phase three or possibly even phase two if yep. things continue to get bad. And I'm keeping a close eye on the case numbers here in Illinois, because they are either plateauing or beginning to creep back in the wrong direction more slowly than we've seen in other places. But time will tell with that. We've only got a couple of minutes left here, but I wonder, if you think there are restaurants that are going about this in the right way, what should somebody who walks up to a restaurant, you look in the window, what are you looking for that would be something where you'd think, okay, this maybe makes it a more manageable risk profile?
Sure. I mean, you want to see that they're doing all those things that we've been talking about. You want to see that everyone, the host, the waiter, all of the staff there are wearing masks. You want to see that everyone who's not eating is wearing a mask too. The folks who are in line, who are parking their cars, who are walking in, you want to see that. You want to see that distancing is happening, and that's outdoors and indoors. You want to see that 6-foot radius, at least a minimum of 6-foot, right, distance from others. And you want to see that happening throughout. You want to see that the folks who are there, again, either employees or patrons, are, when they're using a mask, they actually have it on. A mask that's just hung around your neck is a pretty decoration, but not really helping you, right? We want to see that folks are taking that seriously. You want to see that by places like the restrooms, that there's signs about social distancing and about hand washing. Some restaurants have markers on the floor about where to stand when you're online. And that's for inside eating as well as outside eating, as well as folks who are doing takeout. And remember that takeout is still a great option for folks who don't want to take the risk to eat in person, whether that's outdoors or indoors, but still support their local restaurants. Are you able to place that order and do a contactless or as close as possible to contactless opportunity to get your food to go, so that you can still have that food, support the business, but not have to do more contact. So I think it's looking for all of those signs, seeing the communication about this, whether that's folks talking about it verbally or who have flyers and posters out along their restaurant premises. I think seeing all of those things, and then that people are following those rules, is showing you that they're doing the right stuff. And that's exactly what we want to see.
Professor Justine Kaplan is a clinical assistant professor in the Department of Kinesiology and Community Health at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.